Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 306 for May 1st, and we're going to start off in 1866 when the Memphis race riot begins. And then in 1886, rallies are held throughout the United States demanding the 8-hour workday, culminating in the Haymarket Affair in Chicago. And then in 1898, during the Spanish-American War, the Battle of Manila Bay takes place. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On May 1st, 1866, the Memphis race riots began, marking a significant and tragic event in the Reconstruction era of the United States. Over 3 days, racial tensions escalated into full-scale violence in Memphis, Tennessee, primarily targeting the African-American community. This violent outbreak resulted in the deaths of 46 black individuals and 2 white individuals, alongside extensive property damage, including the burning of homes, schools, and churches. The sheer brutality and the high number of casualties drew national attention. Reports of the atrocities committed during the riots shocked the North and were pivotal in shaping public and political opinion on the need for stronger federal protection for the rights of African Americans. On May 1st, 1886, a major movement in the history of labor rights took place, as rallies were held across the United States demanding an 8-hour workday. This marked a pivotal moment in the American labor movement and was the precursor to the Haymarket Affair, which would profoundly influence both the American labor landscape and labor movements worldwide. The peaceful protest took a violent turn on May 4th, 1886, at a rally in Haymarket Square in Chicago. A bomb was thrown at police as they attempted to disperse the meeting, resulting in the deaths of several police officers and civilians. The incident led to a highly controversial trial, resulting in the execution of 4 anarchist leaders, drawing international attention and criticism. On May 1st, 1898, one of the most decisive naval engagements of the Spanish-American War took place, the Battle of Manila Bay. This battle involved the Asiatic Squadron of the United States Navy, commanded by Commodore George Dewey, engaging and destroying the Pacific Squadron of the Spanish Navy, under Admiral Patricio Montojo. The battle occurred in the Philippines, a Spanish colony at the time, and marked a significant turning point in the conflict. The Spanish squadron, made up of 7 ships, was completely destroyed over the course of this 7-hour battle. The Spanish losses were heavy, with 381 sailors reported dead. The Spanish fleet's disadvantage was compounded by obsolete ships and the poor condition of their vessels. Remarkably, the United States suffered no ship losses and no combat fatalities, though some men were slightly wounded. The lopsided victory was due in part to superior American firepower and naval tactics, as well as the deteriorated state of the Spanish fleet. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.